This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're looking to find the person who's on the inside, not on the outside only. Yes, you want beauty. There's nothing wrong for you to get in beauty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that. That most people, like, they'll look for one of four things, okay? So they're going to look for beauty. It doesn't mean that you find the religion and you don't find the beauty. It doesn't mean that. Look for at least beauty that is nice to you, fine. But religion must be something which you give priority to. Don't miss out on that. And I'm going to tell you why. A lot of people suffer later on because of these wrong choices. Have a beautiful person, but have religion with it. Have a person with wealth, but have the religion with it. What's the point of you having wealth if you don't know, have religion? Honestly, what are you going to do? You're going to destroy yourself. I was telling a businessman the other day, I said, listen, bro. I said, you're trying to make the millions. Fine, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you. May Allah bless you with the millions. But if you don't have taqwa, if you don't have God consciousness, then that money will ruin you. That money will take you to ways that, you know, to areas that you never wanted to go in your life. But the money will take you. Why? Because you got no fear of Allah inside you. You got no consciousness of Allah inside you. You do not want a man in your life who's got money who doesn't have Allah in his heart. Honestly, I'm telling you, it will lead you to a lot of problems. You do not want a woman with money, because some guys, honestly, I know one guy, yeah, he actually is up from north, yeah. He's not getting married. I said, why are you not getting married, bro? He goes, because I'm waiting for the rich sister. Boy, you know, like, guy doesn't want to work, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wants to hang around, sit down. Honestly, for years, every time I ask him, he doesn't want to get married. Why? Because he's looking for a rich sister. Rich sister who's going to basically, you know, people think that money solves everything. Money does not solve everything. Anyway, if Allah's blessed you with wealth, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you more. There's nothing wrong in having wealth, but you better have the deen. Okay, if you don't have the deen, if you don't have religion, you're going to take yourself to destruction. Now, the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, lineage. People look for lineage, like this family, noble family, this family. Yes, it's all good. Have a good family, have a good background, but don't sacrifice the fourth one, the most important one, which is religion. And when we get to religion, what is religion? Is religion when you pray five times a day? No, it's not. Religion doesn't stop there. Religion doesn't stop at the hijab. Religion is inside. It's a state of the heart. Okay? When you have religion inside you, you're religious in every single setting. It's not just, you know, when other people see me that I'm religious. No. It's not just for, you know, just a few salahs. Oh yeah, I've ticked the boxes. No, it's not that. You're religious from the inside. You're religious wherever you are, wherever you go. And you gotta ask those questions to understand. So what kind of questions you're gonna ask? You know the question you wanna ask when you're seeing a prospect? You wanna ask the question, which masjid do you go to? What's the masjid you frequently go to? Which sheikh do you listen to online? And now you get into something, because now if they say, I listen to this sheikh, that sheikh, that sheikh, it gives you an idea of the person's mentality. Then you say to the person, okay, what are the favorite quotes you've heard from the shuyukh? Right? Now we're getting into proper fights. You know what I'm saying? Like before marriage, like not after marriage, bro. You know what I'm saying? Before marriage, ask these questions. What are the favorite quotes of a sheikh? Now, if she says, my favorite sheikh is so-and-so, and he said, you know, when a husband comes home, he cleans all the dishes for me and does everything in the house and he looks after things, he's my favorite guy. My favorite quote, yeah? You listen to that, bro, yeah? All right? Basically, you're going to be, if you love that, bro, if you love that, alhamdulillah, go for it. Honestly, there's some men who like this. Honestly, there's one talk I gave, I think it was in the Midlands somewhere, and the brother, you know, put his hand up, he said, I happily do all the chores of the house. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Good, alhamdulillah, barakallahu feek, may Allah bless you. But there are men who don't want to do that, and there are women who want that done. Now, you better start talking about this in front of the mahram, as I said, in front of that father figure, in front of that, you know, the brother is the older brother of hers who's there to prevent the loose talk. You want to ask these questions, because there are different sets, there are different mindsets that we have. You better get to know those mindsets before you get into that marriage. Now,
La ilaha.